Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here at Twin Peaks in Davie. You can take the a-hole out of the studio, or you can but you can't take the a-hole out of me. Whatever. I don't know how the phrase goes.
I don't know if that's
the
same, but I know exactly what you mean.
Understand what I'm saying. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday, and should be a very fun week of programs because we even had a visitor during the commercial break, brought Channing some Florida Gators gear.
And, put it on. It's a 1X, I believe.
This is the week where, you know, people cape up. I get it. It's good, man. But come Monday, 1 week from today, one of us is going to be really happy.
Caping up, you make it sound like it's fake.
Is going to be really sad.
Number 8 in the nation. You know, I think we should have pride. That's what we should do.
Ben Volen is the senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. And so I enjoy reading his notes from around the NFL. And he wrote something on Saturday titled, "With 2 weeks left in NFL training camp, several teams are still unsettled at quarterback." And yes, as I've mentioned to you, Channing, one of the teams was the Tennessee Titans. Marcus Mariota is obviously the starter or supposed starter, but Ryan Tannehill has played well. Of course, by the way, of course,
that's what he does.
Ryan Tannehill has played well. And so then I guess some Titans fans were angry at Ben and they were jawing at him on social media. So he tweeted out, "A lot of Titans fans are not pleased with me writing that Mariota is on a short leash this year. If he had job security, would the Titans have signed a starting caliber backup and given him $5 million in incentives? And would the quarterback agree to it if he thought he had no chance to play?" Because I would imagine Ryan Tannehill still believes he's a starter in the NFL.
Yeah.
And so here is Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. So do you really believe Ryan Tannehill could win the starting job for week one in Tennessee?
Well, I hope you guys, first of all, are ready for Tannehill to win MVP and win the Super Bowl this year, because that's probably going to happen.
And Adam Gase, coach of the year somehow, and yeah.
The Titans will beat the Jets in the AFC Championship game. That's probably what's going to happen this year now.
Don't tell me.
Is he going to start? Is he going to win that job?
No, I don't think he's going to win it out of training camp. You know, if nothing else, the Titans gave Mariota that fifth-year option. They're paying him like $20 million this year. They're not committing to the future, but they want to see, you know, how he responds and how he does. So he's going to win the job, but he's definitely on a short leash this year. And they definitely went out and targeted a good, starting caliber backup in case, A, Mariota gets hurt. He does get hurt a lot. But, B, I don't think that the Titans brass is going to stick by Mariota if their season's floundering. I think Vrabel, John Robinson, you know, I think there's a little bit of a hot seat there, and they're not just going to stick by Mariota. This is a make or break year for Mariota, and if, you know, it starts out poorly or it's, you know, mid-October, they're not going anywhere, they need a spark, I think they're absolutely going to go to Tannehill. I realize they traded for him. I realize the Dolphins paid some of his money, but like I said, they gave him those $5 million in incentives. Tannehill didn't have to agree to any of that. He could have made a stink, but they're going to give him, you know, like low-end starter money if he ends up starting and playing well for them. So I think the Titans are not going to have a ton of patience with Mariota this year. It's definitely make or break time, and he's got to have a very strong September to, you know, quiet a lot of the doubters.
And Ben, is that because Tannehill kind of pulled me in this way, you know, talking about the NFL, having those low end starters, as you call them. I love that phrase. Isn't that the worst place to be, having like the 20th to 30th best quarterback in the world? It doesn't sound bad, but when you really break it down, it's a terrible place to sit as a franchise.
Well, absolutely. Well, when you drafted Marcus Mariota second overall, you didn't imagine that he'd be 20th in the league. You thought he'd be a tenure starter and a Pro Bowler and maybe a Hall of Famer. That's what you hope you're getting at number two. And I don't think it's ultimately going to work out that way. You know, even if they do stick by Mariota, it's going to be like a Blake Bortles deal with the Jaguars, where they kind of split the baby. Like they, it might be a 3-year extension, but it's really still kind of a year to year deal. And yeah, when you swing and miss on a quarterback, it sets you back, and you got to start all over again. If I don't have to tell that to anyone, it's you guys. I mean, you're well aware of everything that goes on there. So yeah, it is. It's not a good place to be. But you know, at the same time, I always believed somewhat in Tannehill. I realize you guys watched him more than I do, but I always thought he had a lot of talent, and he certainly showed it whenever the Patriots went down to Miami. I looked at his home road splits against the Patriots the other day, and in Miami, Tannehill was 4-1. 10 touchdowns, I think one interception, and was just unbelievable. And then on the road, he was 0-6 and had 5 touchdowns and 10 picks or something like that. So obviously he wasn't a great quarterback, and that's why he's in the situation he's in. But I always thought he had a lot of talent, and he's someone where if you give him the right kind of coaching, I still think he can be successful in the NFL.
Ben Volen covers the NFL for the Boston Globe, but it's that exact reasoning that you just gave there, which is why we spun on a hamster wheel for 7 years, because there was always those glimpses, and it's like, well, this coming season he'll really start to flourish, and it never happened. But now we've got a different quarterback battle, obviously, in Miami. You've got Ryan Fitzpatrick. You've got Josh Rosen. How do you see that playing out?
It seems like Fitzpatrick is probably going to be the starter early in the season. And, you know, the schedule is brutal. You guys know that. Four playoff teams to start the season. And I did like Flores' answer, where I think someone asked him, you know, does Rosen need to play with the ones? Do you need to see him with the starters? And Flores was like, well, if he can't beat get the starting job on his own and beat out Fitzpatrick, then that kind of tells us what we need to know. So actually, I like that answer. So they don't have to force, you know, Josh Rosen. But I mean, at the same time, this is kind of what the season is about, is figuring out if you got anything there and you need to go for Tua or one of the top quarterbacks next year. Is Rosen going to be the guy? With Fitzpatrick, he's perfect for the offseason. He's perfect for August and September and setting the culture, but like, you're not going anywhere with Fitzpatrick. So it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to play him. You know, if Rosen's that bad, then you have to play Fitzpatrick just so you can evaluate the rest of the team. But to me, it's still about Rosen, and it's okay if he doesn't play the first few games, but he's got to play a nice stretch so they can see how he responds on a week-to-week basis.
Hey, Ben, when somebody tells me that this means nothing, I think it means something because you're trying to trick me. Tom Brady sells his house. You got to tell me, Ben, this is great news for Dolphin fans, right?
It's not bad news. I mean, it's not a sign that he's going to play another 7 more years. I think, yeah, Brady's giving himself some options. The Patriots very specifically did not give him a contract extension. He's going to be a free agent come March. And then I think, you know, everyone's taking a wait-and-see approach. They want to see what happens this year before committing to next year. And maybe, you know, he wins a 7th Super Bowl and rides off into the sunset. Maybe he's just decided he's had enough, or, you know, Giselle is finally able to tear him away from the field and they travel and, you know, do that whole thing. So it's all on the table for next year, or he could play another 3 years. I know if in his perfect world, he would just play forever, but he's an adult now. He's trying to be Peter Pan. Like, he just wants to be a kid forever and just play football, but he's got a lot of other responsibilities that are kind of tugging at him.
Yeah, he says in his perfect world. It kind of is his perfect world, isn't it?
I know what he needs to do is learn how to cut his son's hair, because he ain't going to get no women if he has that haircut his daddy gave him.
Yeah, I think you're forgetting he's got that Tom Brady Giselle Bündchen money and season tickets to the Patriots. There's a couple stories. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe, he covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. A couple stories that have dominated the NFL as of late. One is Antonio Brown, and apparently he did show up at practice today. They've got to be at their wit's end in Oakland, no?
Yeah, but it's like buyer beware. You knew what you were getting, and I forgot about this, so I read it again today. Like, the Steelers completely wrecked their salary cap just to get rid of Antonio Brown. They took a $21 million dead money hit just to get rid of him. So, I mean, how is that not such a major red flag for the Raiders? And if they think they're done with Antonio Brown's problems, like, I'm sure they're just getting started. You know, the season is still 4 months to go. It's going to be a problem for them. And, yeah, they seem fed up. He just has no options. Like, are you really going to turn down $30 million just because you don't like the helmet? I understand these guys get very attached to their equipment and feel comfortable, and it's important to them. But, like, is it really worth $30 million? Maybe he's just crazy enough that he'd be one of the few people that would just walk away over this. But, you know, I think he's – this is all about Antonio Brown is a person who usually gets what he wants and is not does not take, you know, being told no lightly. And he's doing everything he can to try to get this helmet.
Ben, is Ezekiel Elliott going to play week one? Do you think he folds before the Cowboys do?
I think he folds before the Cowboys do because he's a running back. That's the position where they can move on without you. And he is a special player, but the backups aren't that much worse than him. They'll still be okay as an offense without Ezekiel Elliott. So I think just the nature of how replaceable these running backs are, you know, he's saving himself some wear and tear now. So he's doing a good job of preserving his body. And I don't think he needs that much of training camp, but I do think he'll be there week one.
Give us one team that's going to be a sleeper for this coming season where you go, this team, no one's watched them. They are going to have a good season.
In the AFC, this will probably come back to bite me because they're always kind of choking dogs, but I kind of like the Houston Texans. Bill O'Brien, I think, is a pretty good coach overall. Deshaun Watson's a phenomenal young quarterback, has a healthy offseason. You know, that's such a big difference, I think. You know, great weapons, great defense, pass rush, all that stuff. They had a great, you know, stretch to end the season last year where they won like 10 of 11 games or something. I like the Houston Texans, and I don't know if this is a sleeper, but in the NFC, I feel like not a lot of people are talking about the Seattle Seahawks because they've mostly moved on from the Legion of Boom and everything, but I think they're going to come back retooled, and Russell Wilson's going to have an MVP-type season, and I think the Seahawks are a very dangerous team this year.
You ever seen the movie Interstellar?
Not only have I not seen it, I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey?
Never heard of it.
I'm going to do you a favor. No, it's not. I'm going to do you a favor, Ben. Don't ever see it. Anytime you see it come up on the guide, block that channel, okay?
You've watched it 20 times.
20 times. I can't stop watching this movie. It's awful. I had said earlier, Ben, I had tweeted this over the weekend. Name a movie that you've watched over a dozen times, even though you know it's awful. You know what I mean? Not Shawshank, where it's always on and you can't help but stop on it because it's great. A movie that you know is awful, but you can't stop watching it. Do you have one?
I can't think of one off the top of my head because, yeah, when I am stopping to watch a movie, it's Pulp Fiction or, you know, Big Lebowski or something that I actually enjoy. I'm not being
me.
A good guest today. I can't think of a bad movie.
No, you're always a good guest. I can't stop watching this Interstellar. It is such trash.
Mine's Napoleon Dynamite. Napoleon Dynamite, Ben. It's a terrible movie. It makes no damn sense, but I cannot watch him feed the llama. I got to watch him feed the llama.
I mean, like, you go back and watch some movies from the 90s, like Dumb and Dumber, or I'm sorry, like Ace Ventura is really kind of not aging well, but it's still hilarious, and I'll still
right.
watch it. You know,
it doesn't hold up, but it doesn't make it a bad movie. Like, Interstellar is
right.
just a bad movie. I don't think I agree with Channing on Napoleon Dynamite, though. You've seen that movie?
Oh, that's a good movie. Yeah, that's a funny, good movie.
About what?
Well, that's what
I
makes
mean,
it funny. It's not
weird,
about anything.
It's
not a. I mean, you vote for Pedro.
The Tupperware seller and
yeah,
Pedro
just,
running for
it's
president.
It's kind of like a whole bunch of non sequiturs. I don't know.
The guy shooting the cow in front of the kids.
I like it.
It's too much.
Ben Volen, he covers the NFL and the New England Patriots for the Boston Globe. We always enjoy talking to you. Thank you for taking a moment today, Ben. We appreciate it.
And I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you, gentlemen.
Isn't that nice? It's a symbiotic relationship.
Yes.
Symbiotic relationship.
That's like when the fish clean the whales and they eat off the whale and the whale protects them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a symbiotic relationship.
I love it.
Is that what happens? The fish, because I know like a bird will land on a rhino.
And clean it.
And cleans
the
it.
The gators, too. Yeah. They clean his mouth, but then while the birds are sitting there or while the fish are swimming by the whale, no big fish is going to run up on the whale. So they get protection and the whales get cleaned.
Symbiotic.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!